My experience of Quantum Power 2.0. When Bill unveiled Quantum Power 2.0, so much of what I had been experiencing recently finally made sense. I had been noticing significant changes in my day-to-day life, not only externally, but internally, in my thoughts and feelings as well. At first, these changes did not make sense. There was no usual human reason for any of it. But over time, it became clear that this new, intangible, invisible power called Quantum Power 2.0 was directly influencing all of the more palpable aspects of my life. This was not a completely new phenomenon, but the impact of Quantum Power 2.0 has been so insistent and all-encompassing. Prior to this, I would float between identifying with my human, spiritual, and quantum consciousnesses. Now, quantum consciousness is infiltrating them all. It was even permeating into my dreams. I was not doing any of this humanly. My human awareness was barely hanging on until I read Bill's post about Quantum Power 2.0. Then it felt like my mind was finally invited to join the party, but only as an honored guest. The moment my dear, sweet mind tried to interpret anything in the old way, it was shut down. It literally couldn't go there. Luckily, this did not freak my mind out, like it might have in the past. My mind had already gotten the memo that it was not responsible for running my life or keeping me safe anymore. It had been operating way above its pay grade. It simply didn't have what it takes, and now it was thrilled to be clearly off the hook. My heart and mind are so, so grateful that this new version of Quantum Power has come in to be with me and help all of me, to take care of me, to hold me in a way that I have always longed to be held. Not only that, but now all aspects of me feel truly seen and honored. There is no more self-recrimination for not being enough. My human self was never meant to be enough. My quantum self has always been the me that takes the word enough and blows it out of the water. My human self is still taking all of this in. For so long, she has felt like she was all on her own. Being this magnificently and totally taken care of takes a bit of getting used to. But there is plenty of room for that. She is getting used to the fact that she is not just a human being striving to experience herself as a spiritual or quantum being. She now knows that I am a quantum being who is creating all of me, literally creating a new spiritual me, a new loving me, and a new human me who is held, loved, and supported in ways that go beyond every dream of my old human self. This new influx of Quantum Power 2.0 is making all of this more and more palpable every day in my body and in my life. I am in awe. I am in gratitude. I am speechless.